Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to be back with you again this week to share with you another teaching to empower you to overcome life situations. This week our topic is The Blood Still Works. The Blood Still Works. In Romans chapter 5, verses 5, Romans chapter 5, verse 9, it reads this way: much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. And you said, okay, the blood still works. It does, it does. And we're going to talk about that. So, Father, right now we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity to share a word with the listening audience. Father, we ask that you would speak, that Valerie would decrease, that you increase in her, that we would hear what you have to say to us today concerning the tarnish that may be in our lives. Father, we thank you that this seed will be planted, this key will be utilized, that you would be glorified in all. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Holy Spirit. Thank you for showing up. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The blood still works. It still works. So I woke up this morning, and what was on my mind was silver. Not quite sure why, but I like silver jewelry, and I was just looking at a few websites about silver. This one blogger stated that a lot of people don't use it for the mere fact that it tarnishes. That caught my attention, because tarnish on silver, to me, speaks also to life. Speaks to life and how we as individuals have gone through life. We have experienced some things, and because of it, our lives may be tarnished, our dreams may be tarnished, our vision, our purpose, our understanding of who we are and who God created us to be has been changed. So when we look at silver, what causes the tarnish on silver? It's from exposure to air, exposure to chemicals in the atmosphere that cause it to get a film, and then depending on how much it's used or not used, what goes from a yellow film will become gray, stagnant, even to the place that it's black and discolored. Silver tarnishes because of exposure and lack of usage. And I said, okay, God, wow, I hear you. Because we are made in his image. Genesis 1:26 through 28 and 31 says this: and God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. We were created in God's image. God, even before he allowed us to be placed in our mother's womb, had a excuse me, had a purpose and plan for each of our lives. He had instilled dreams and vision and purpose in each one of us, even before he placed us in his mother's womb. But time happened. The word tells us that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So even as God had purpose and plan for us before we got into our womb, upon coming out of that womb and being exposed to this world that we live in, and the word tells us again, we are in this world but not of this world, that we're going to face some afflictions and some challenges in this life. Here we are now being faced with some things. So we look at tarnish. Tarnish, by definition, is to damage or ruin the good quality of something, such as a person's reputation or image. It means to detract from the good quality, to bring disgrace on. We know what it means, but the question now is, what area of your life has been tarnished because of what you have exposed yourself to that has now dampened and brought damage to your good quality? Because you were made in the image of God, what now have you exposed yourself to that has diminished or distracted you from fulfilling your dreams? What situation in your life has brought disgrace upon not just you, a loved one, a family, a community? What has taken place in your life? And if we're all honest, there's something. There's something that we've done, we've said, we've gone, something that's occurred in our lives that we said, oh, if I could relive that moment, I would have done things a little bit differently. But regardless to what it might be that we have experienced in our lives that caused some type of sting of tarnish, I'm excited this morning to share with you the blood still works. The blood still works. The blood still works. Scripture tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. And when we realize that much of what we have encountered in life, good, bad, and indifferent, more often than enough, we have wanted to give credence to the receiving of good gifts, good things, to the works of our own hands. Now, you know, if you have a nice house and you have a nice car and the nice, fine things of life, most of the time you've worked hard to get those things. And that's good, because we understand that God has placed in us the ability, the capacity to gain all that we need here in the earth. That's a part of his plan for us in the kingdom, to be able to excel and do great things. But many are also in the situation where they're facing challenges. Money is funny, car acting up, children just all over the place. You're facing some chaos in your life, and you may be asking yourself, God, what have I done? What have I exposed myself to that's causing this to come upon me? And he's saying, I'm so glad you're taking the moment to even ask me these things. There's an old adage that says, birds of a feather flock together. And I often question my own circle of influence. Who am I hanging around? And those that I'm hanging around, what's coming out of their mouths? What's their confession? What's their prayer life? What's their opinion on purpose? What are they speaking to me if I open up and share with them concerning the things that God has showed me or the things that I'm sensing that I need to do in the kingdom? What is their response to me? Because I want to make sure now that I am exposed to people who are going to push me, to cause me to propel into the things that God has for me, versus those who would always want to dummy me down, to make me feel as though I have no value, I have no worth, that I'm insignificant. Now, I know it's always good to have a devil's advocate in your midst, because it'll be that one that will provoke you to do even better. But you've got to be mindful that if you're in a situation where everything around you is causing you to be cumbered and to be tainted and to feel dirty, then you might need to get up out of that. And you can, because the blood still works. You know, I've got a couple pieces of silver jewelry. And one of the things that it said on this blog about silver is that when you don't use it, it has to be protected. It needs to be in an airtight closure. And, you know, you back in the day when my grandmother was alive, and, you know, even now with my mother, you know, when they bring out the silver for those special occasions, and before the special occasion, you used to see it in the china press or the big storage with the glass doors, and you saw the beautiful china and silver on display. And you figured that because it's behind these glass doors that it's protected. But the truth of the matter is it wasn't enough to cover them. Not the silver, because tarnish would still creep in. Why? Because that piece of silver was not being used according to its purpose. Are you hearing me? Many of us are tarnished because we are not operating in purpose. The blogger said when silver is not used, there's more chance of it being tarnished. So for each of us, if we're not operating in that thing that God placed us in the earth to do, we will find ourselves becoming tarnished. We'll find our dreams diminishing and our visions lacking because we're not exercising the dominion and the authority that was given to us as we were made in the image of God. Our being stagnant has caused us to tarnish. Again, the blessing is the blood still works. God wants us to recognize this morning and to realize and to be empowered this morning by understanding this one thing, that there's nothing that we have done. Day-to-day walk that can't be redeemed, that hasn't already been redeemed. Jesus going to the cross was a gift that we cannot repay. He went to the cross as our change agent, that where we are living now, some of us on a path to destruction because we have allowed our past to constantly haunt us. We've tried to mask the tarnish that's in our lives instead of allowing it to be exposed so that we can be exfoliated and then heal. Some of us would rather sugarcoat it by going ahead and going from this person to that person and that person to this person, not wanting a moment alone to really get a full understanding of who we are and what God wants from us, we'd rather inflict pain on others to help us overcome. God is saying to each of us this morning, you can stop that madness. You can be cleansed. You can shine again. We know that God is light and God is life. He wants each of us to shine again. The word says, let your light so shine. But your light is not going to shine if it's covered with the tarnish of the cares and trials and tribulations of life that we have not let go of. I had the opportunity on yesterday to spend time with my family, my father's children. That doesn't happen often. But for those that were in this region, all of us were able to come together in one place at one time, glorifying God. In his service together through the singing of song and the reading of word and just in fellowship, embracing one another. It wasn't a time to be reminded of the tarnish of how our existence came about. It wasn't a time to recall the life that my father lived, to have children from two different women at the same time. It wasn't a time to recall those things that other people would go, oh my God, I didn't know, regardless to whether you knew or not. It wasn't a time for us to throw shade about anything, but it was a time for us to celebrate because we all realized that despite what took place, we all still have purpose. We were all in that one place at the same time to glorify God, and we were able to do that with a clean conscience because the blood still works. Each of us there in our own individual walks have accepted Christ. We've accepted that we are justified by his blood, that his blood has cleansed us from all unrighteousness, that now as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these things can be, shall be added unto us because of the blood that was shed on Calvary. So this morning, I don't care, again, whatever it is that you have faced in your life or maybe facing at this very moment or the things that you're contemplating will take place in your life that may cause some harm, shame, or disgrace, you've got to know that the blood of Jesus still works. His blood washes us white as snow. It cleanses us, even as it is with a piece of silver that has been in the cabinet up on display so that it can, you know, be appreciated from a distance. And because it's not being used, it's tarnishing. God said you've got to get up out of that place of display and get to work on purpose. After I clean you up because of the blood, let me keep you polished by you staying on purpose. It said in the silver blog that the more you use it, the less you'll need to polish it. My God. Thank you, Lord. So the more we operate on purpose, the less we need to have blood applied to the situation because we're doing those things that God requires that we do. Woo, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. That'll take us in another place. I might have to come back to that. When you have to apply the pressure to clean a piece of silver, it's a soft cloth that's used, but there is pressure. The blood that was shed, you didn't feel the sting of the piercing of his side. You didn't feel the sting of the nails in his feet. You didn't feel the sting of the nails in his hands. You didn't feel the sting of the thorns in his head. You didn't feel the sting of the stripes on his back. But in the midst of that, the blood that he shed has done a work for you and I. That it has covered every fault and every issue and everything that it would have been done to tarnish our lives, to blemish our lives, to bring shame or disgrace. His blood has covered it. To make us white as snow, to give us a new beginning that allows us to start afresh. We do have callers on the line this morning. If there's something you'd like to share or a question you'd like to ask, please hit 1 and I'll bring you on the line. And we just thank everybody for joining in this morning. The blood still works. Thank you, Lord. For that single mother with those children, and you're struggling, and you're saying, lady, but you don't know what I have to go through. Yeah, I do these things, I do, but I have to make sure my kids have what they need. And, you know, I got to make sure we got a roof over our head. And, yeah, I don't always do everything right, but you don't understand my situation. Well, my sister, I beg to differ. I understand your situation all too well because I've been in the place that you've been in. But I've not allowed that situation to determine what my outcome in life is going to be because I understand that the blood worked on my behalf and it's still working today. Whatever's taken place in your past, it's in your past. Don't let it keep coming up and haunting you and keeping you from fulfilling purpose. I understand the hurt. I understand the pain. I understand the shame. I've been through those life situations, I'm telling you. I've had days, much like any other person, where I felt like, God, is it worth it? Is it worth it for me to keep going through what I'm going through? And I feel like there is no light at the end of the tunnel. I feel like I'm being consumed with darkness. God, this tarnish right here, God, I don't know what to do with. God, something's got to change. And he said to me then, and I'm saying to each of us again now, I saw you when you did it. I knew that you were contemplating it. I saw all of it. I was still ever present, even in the midst of it. And guess what? I'm still here. I'm still here to help you understand that you can change. Life does not have to be this way. If you would just accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, if you would just accept the fact that his redemptive power was for you, that his blood shed was for you. And because of these things, because I've placed in you purpose and power and I've given you dominion and authority, if you would just accept the blood, leave your past in the past. Use it to be a teaching tool as you move forward in life, as a reminder of what not to do. Then you can begin to experience life in its fullness. I'm grateful today. I'm grateful today to be the mother of 3 I gave birth to, but a total of 6 wonderfully blessed children. My 3 and my husband's 3. I'm grateful today that we are grandparents to 8 beautiful babies. I'm grateful today to be the wife of an amazing husband. I'm grateful today that I have shelter, I have clothes, I have food to eat. I have these things that there was a day in my life that I didn't have, that I didn't anticipate that life could be the way that it is right now. I'm just so grateful that I came to a realization that there was better awaiting me. But I had to be willing to go through the process to have the tarnish removed. I had to renew my mind. It says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I had to renew my thinking. I had to discard some things, even some things that I had picked up in the church that were of a religious orientation but not a kingdom principle. I had to release some things. Being grateful for the blood that still works, and then embracing life, embracing my purpose, and pressing on to the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. My friends, you've got to know that the blood still works, that Jesus paid a price for each of us, for each of us, and whatever it is you've gone through, going through, or see coming in your future, you have the ability to change direction in some things. You have the ability to have some things switched up on your behalf. And one way to do that is by accepting that the blood still works. It works for each of us. It works for each of us. Move yourself, rid yourself of those exposures, those things that you've exposed yourself to that are causing the tarnish in your life. Nobody has to tell you. You already know what they are. You know who they are. You know what those habits are that are causing that tarnish. When God made you, He did a good thing. He did a good thing. He did a good thing, a purposeful thing. He doesn't want us to be in darkness. He wants us to be in the light. He wants our lights to shine. He wants the tarnished removed. He wants us to realize that the blood is working. It still works. Allow Him to cleanse you today by accepting Him. Accepting Him. Word says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. Don't mean you got to be in a church holding the preacher's hand, you got to walk down the aisle. All that stuff is all well and good, but right where you are, your life can change. You can apply the blood to the tarnish of your past and be made clean. So, Father, we thank you this morning for our time with you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for reminding us that the blood still works and that whatever it is we faced in life, God, you have the ability to cleanse us, to make us white as snow, that we begin again. God, I ask that you would bless each listener this morning, those on the phone lines and those on the web, and those, oh God, that will listen in the future. We thank you for blessing them, for giving them clarity of purpose, oh God, to remind them daily of who they are, who you made them to be, and that the blood of Jesus applies to them as well. We give you praise, God, for this and all things, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listeners, thanks so much for joining us this week. We do pray that this message has been a blessing to you as much as it has been for us. Every day, please take the time and do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you.